Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham here in the operations area. The official clock, 9 a.m. Here's the latest information on Hurricane Dorian as we're continuing to watch the center of it near Cape Hatteras. And, in fact, we do have brand new information that we've declared landfall at Cape Hatteras at 8:35 this morning. And right after landfall, moving right off the coast. So a quick landfall, but did make landfall. It is official. But you're starting to see some of the winds move offshore, the movement still to the northeast about 14. But look at all the rain, just this large rain shield, not just around the center, but well to the north. And those are very efficient tropical rains. So you really got to watch out. It could bring a lot of rain real quick and cause some quick flash flooding, street flooding. We're going to be keeping an eye on that throughout the day. Latest information we have on the track continuing to push out to the Atlantic. We still have the hurricane warning for the coast as we saw that landfall, and we are getting some readings, some sensors and buoys also getting some of those hurricane force winds. So we're going to continue that until we push further out to the shore. But to the north, we have tropical storm warnings as well, because you still have this shield of tropical storm force winds stretching out from the center, and we're going to watch that continue. And even into Saturday morning, those tropical storm force winds could impact portions of Massachusetts, even Cape Cod. So some of the impacts that we're talking about, still that rain. A lot of places have had so much rain so far in North Carolina, and still could see some areas get another 3-4 inches at times. So as a result, you can still see some problems as very saturated soil. So something that we're going to watch, and also some of the core rains. So the good news is pushing offshore, and that's always good news to keep getting this rain out of these saturated areas. Storm surge still a problem. So if we have our center located around here, you can still see some areas getting that onshore flow, and that can still push water into areas, into these sounds and the barrier islands, even as far north as portions of Virginia up there, Virginia Beach. Pushing that water onshore, it piles up, and you can get some values 2 to 4 feet, and that's inundation above ground, 4 to 7 still in these areas. But something to think about with time, the wind shifts. So once you start moving this hurricane out into the Atlantic, eventually the wind will come out of the north and even the northwest with time, and that changes the water flow. So you pile the water in, and then with time, it has to come back out, and that wind actually can push that water out. And as a result, push the water in, and we've been talking about this for the last couple of days, where these channels start to narrow, the water starts to pile up, indicated on this inundation map. Once the wind shifts on the sound side, in some of these bays and inlets and sounds, you can get the water a little bit after the wind shift. So it's got to keep watching it and stay safe. Water is always the most dangerous aspect of these hurricanes. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.